This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
The delayed bomb drop.
Right.
Be as quick with the bomb as you are with that one.
The problem is there's a delay on the bomb drop. So when I click it, it already is like two beats and then it drops.
Do you upload these sounds yourselves?
Yeah, I could.
It does have quite an effect, though. I like because it's like it's a two part sort of effect, which is like mouth agape, wait 1 second, and then the bomb drop.
And it's only because I couldn't figure out the audio.
How do you guys define art?
Weird in person.
Because this obviously isn't it.
Yeah. The pillow thing was weird, but I feel like this is a bad energy for an in-person record, which is rare. Yeah. This is fun.
Yeah.
And
it's supposed to be exciting.
No, I'm having a good time.
No, you're not.
How do you define art?
Yeah. How do you get, because it's art subjective.
Yeah.
How do you define art?
To me, art is, I guess, any creative expression. So it could be video, it could be audio, it could be, you know, painting, it could be spoken word.
Could be a podcast.
It feels like you had an agenda. For, like, Amir was answering the question, and you were, like, on his fucking heels. You wanted to interrupt.
The agenda was the means. Like, I have no end that I'm trying to get to.
Okay.
What I'm trying to, like, lead you guys to saying this is art.
Okay.
Otherwise.
You want us to say that this podcast is art?
You're not curious about our opinions about anything. You just need to hear that your podcast is art.
I'd also like to hear your opinions before we get to that conclusion.
Art can be bad, so this could be bad art. Sure.
Yeah, art is subjective.
I think.
Is that gum on your laptop?
Well, I didn't have time to toss it.
Just loosely on the side of the trackpad.
If you're watching on YouTube, comment below if you think this is art.
48 minutes of silence.
You're in LA.
Yeah.
You got a haircut.
Yeah.
What else is new?
I have a wrist brace.
Okay, what happened? You're always injured.
This is the tendonitis that I was talking to you guys about.
You really would think Amir would be the one who's physically fragile.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But also you take less risks.
That's right. True. Jake does more, so he's more prone to being hurt.
I would think I'm actually pretty sturdy for the amount that I do. And all I have is tendonitis. I mean, that's pretty...
Well, you also have tinnitus.
Yes, I have tinnitus.
Ringing in the ears. Yeah.
And I have a slip disc.
That's kind of unrelated to anything you do. You just slept weirdly or something.
Yeah, I still have no idea what caused it.
That's really frustrating.
Yeah, but it's feeling better already.
I took a blood test last week. I have high bilirubin.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's really dangerous.
What's bile?
Over time, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, it's
liver
like a
disease.
Liver thing.
Imminent.
Is this true?
Not the liver disease part, I hope, but it was one of the results that were like, flag it for being too high.
Yeah.
How did you know about that? Did you get that? Something?
No, my mom.
Oh, really?
Had some, yeah, health issues. I feel bad now because I sort of like have been experimenting with black magic. I went down to New Orleans.
The dark
fall,
arts.
Yeah. To wish you ill and make it thus.
Didn't you have a voodoo doll?
Yeah, I did.
I ended up
making like, I forgot about that. It was like, I meant to make like a puppet.
Yeah.
Because there's like some episode you couldn't make it on, and I was going to like
a marionette or a sock puppet.
You know, like I would have nailed it. But what ended up happening was I realized that I kind of pricked it.
Okay.
And then you texted me. You were like,
I have high bilirubin. Where did you hit it?
In the liver, yeah.
Yeah, it was so instant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess it's. Could be not a big deal, or it could be like an indication of a bigger deal. So I guess if I should pass away in the not too distant future, just let it know that early on in my tenure of being 39 plus, I had high bilirubin. So maybe that's something you can look into if it's a mysterious death.
Right. And the autopsy.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many people do you think comes to your funeral?
Ooh.
I don't want it to be a big deal.
Right.
Are you saying
well,
that's
you're
like
not really in charge?
Yeah.
Once you're dead, I would fucking blow it up.
Yeah.
Because I need to do something. Excuse me if this is a little uncouth. I need my income to go up from that. Do you know what I mean?
So you want to commercialize it.
Amir's death absolutely drives Patreon subscribers.
Yeah.
I turn the whole thing into like an in memoriam of him.
Brought
I need
to you to monetize. By like Talago.
Right. Yeah.
Seltzer water.
I'd monetize your death. So in that way, the funeral would be a parte.
Yeah.
You'd have to be, you'd have to be a subscriber
to attend.
To attend. Yeah. That's cool. There'd be different tiers. There'd be different tiers. Excuse me. Tears for the funeral. If you want to
tears
sit
for
in a...
tears, you actually monetize the tears.
Right. If you want to cry, you have to be on the master level tier.
Eulogize the bitch for $100 a month starting now. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's really smart.
Thanks. We should fake my own death, actually.
Yeah, but then I'd have to split the money with you.
Yeah, and that's fraud.
That's the other thing. It's fraud.
And you're a fraud. That's my other fear, is that how do you get people to pay? Because I feel like people would want to pay just to be like, oh, Jake's putting on this funeral.
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's definitely. Pretty choice.
Right.
The issue being the subject is still
this. Still him. I think that's interesting.
Not really. You guys are making really vague small talk, so it wasn't interesting. I don't even remember what he said before, do you?
At this juncture, no.
Or whatever the fuck, I don't know. Yeah, you're in charge of a thing. Up, give up, good.
That was easy.
Yeah, that was
good. Let's see what we have prepared. We do have something that you said uncouth, and that was a little bit of a Chekhov's gun, because I think I've prepared what might be the most uncouth bit ever on this show.
Jesus, really? Yeah.
It's
you've
for later.
Prepared some very uncouth bits. I believe once we were talking about like our fetishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
how many people we've slept with, how much money we have,
how
a
many
lot
people
of cash.
You dox a lot of people. He slept with 17.
Is that true?
Probably not. I don't know if it's higher or lower. The odds of it nailing it like that are 1 in 12.
And 12 was so there the number. Are 12.
Yes, 12 is the number.
Let's go into our bond of the week. This is...
I always forget about this dumbass segment. I'll go ahead and do a self-bond. Me.
Why?
I think I have what it takes. I like fast cars and fast women.
Slow cars and fast women.
I think I know a British accent then, mate.
You drive an SUV and you're married.
Yeah, but I have my proclivities towards...
Is every Bond British?
They don't have to be, but it does help to at least be able to do the accent then.
Yeah, I guess.
There was a Scottish Bond.
Roger Moore's.
But I think it's time they had a Bond from Connecticut. That's cool.
Yeah.
Once my wrist heals, then I think I could
definitely
be James
Bond. Right, that's my issue,
because
like, Daniel Craig did a lot of his own stunts, and I'm worried
he has to wear a watch.
Because if you get a sprained wrist, that halts production.
Totally.
$200 million.
He can't even shake someone's hand without feeling
I can shake right hands.
I see. You can do it on the left.
Yeah.
And actually, I could do the whole movie with just my left arm off screen.
That's pretty good.
Anyway, me is my Bond of the week.
Would you want to be the villain in that movie? I would watch that.
Oh, that's funny. Sort of like a Bond comedy of sorts.
You have a cat on your lap, it bites you.
That's cute.
Yeah.
An Inspector Gadget style reboot.
Yeah.
I would probably go Matthew Broderick if we're staying in the Inspector Gadget
sphere. Cool. Matthew Bonderick.
That's good. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
So it's like Skyfall, No Time to Die or whatever, and then Matthew Bondrick. So that would be the name of the next one.
Yes, it would be a Gadget / Bond, which Inspector Gadget is kind of a James Bond style.
Yeah. Also, he has killed somebody.
Yes, that's right.
In real life.
Yeah.
So I feel like he has
vehicular manslaughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Bond kills anybody.
Yes, he does.
Yes, all the
time.
You're
thinking of Batman. No. Yeah. Batman doesn't kill anyone.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Casey,
Batman has
Bond
one
of the
rule.
Week.
Let's get one of the Stranger Things kids in there.
Mm. Gaten Matizano or whatever.
Yeah.
That's cool. A 14-year-old Bond.
Yeah,
baby
he's
Bond.
Young. He could do a bunch of them, you know?
He could do 60. Mm.
That's smart. That's smart. They really shouldn't be hiring like another. What? How old was Daniel Craig when they hired him? He was kind of older, right?
I think he was like 40, yeah.
40? Yeah.
38.
No, he's got to be older than me when he first did James Bond.
No, Skyfall or fucking Casino Royale.
I'm as old as James Bond.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel right. I'll say 46.
Do you think James Bond ever has like high bilirubin?
No way.
Or like fucking...
He takes medicine for that, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, he's on a statin for sure.
Right.
Lowering his...
What if Bond has Guillain-Barré syndrome?
I don't know.
That's what it's called
is.
When you have elevated bilirubin.
Guillain-Barré syndrome?
I'm actually due for a physical. I wonder how my bilirubin is.
Probably good.
It's cool because it just sounds like a friend of yours. Like, how's my bilirubin?
Jeff Rubin's son.
Yeah, exactly.
Bilirubin.
You're looking for the applause?
Take your time.
Yeah. Careful of the gum. Scrolling. It's funny to see how the sausage is made. I have access. Nice. That should be easier for you to find.
No, I know where that one was, but I was wondering if I might hit him with an...
Up, come up beside it.
Very good.
I feel like you... There's so many on this board that
I never use.
Right. You have to only need that bottom two rows, right?
That's almost exactly right. I mean, I haven't even used this one in so long.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Let's talk about some news of the day.
Nice.
Is there a nutritional difference between cantaloupe and watermelon? What do you guys think?
That's the news of the day.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even say my bond of the week. Father, son.
Huh? Who?
There's no better choice for bond than the bond of... father and sons.
God damn it.
So it's like James and Tavin.
Who's Tavin?
He's like his daughter.
So not a son. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. James, your one example didn't fit.
James wants his kid to be able to like figure out their own gender.
It's funny because this is dumb and boring, but the next thing that we're going to go into is water. It's watermelon and cantaloupe first.
I see, yeah.
And then it's the uncouth thing.
Yeah.
So there's actually no reason to drive the show forward either.
I will
cantaloupe
sit.
Has more carbs.
Okay.
Per 100 grams.
Is this
it's
news?
About a 0.6 difference of carbs.
Per 100 grams.
So for 100 grams of the fruit, there's 0.6 more carbs, grams, in cantaloupe. Mm-hmm. That's why it's a little more juicy.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think it's more juicy, actually. I won't even give you
denser.
That small amount. Yeah, it's more fibrous.
Army Hammer resurfaces in Los Angeles after his lawyer debunks the claims that he's working at a Cayman Islands hotel. He was, though. That's been proven.
Okay.
Are you sure that was actually proven?
Well, he didn't work there, but he was there. And then he was friends with the staff. And then the staff were like, oh, this would be funny if we put Army on like a pamphlet.
Okay.
So he did work a day doing that.
Yeah, but there, I think the narrative was like,
he fell
he's
so hard.
He's so canceled, so poor now that he's selling timeshares. But that was, he like came from, he's old money rich.
Yeah.
He's going to be fine no matter what.
Yeah. And now he's back in LA.
Yeah.
So let me know if you spot Hammer. Brett Goldstein didn't even tell his mom he was in Thor Love and Thunder.
That's fine.
Who really? Is that? he's on Ted Lasso. He's like the guy. He's like, what's his name?
Got it.
Yeah. Luke Bryan celebrates birthday with family.
Doesn't matter.
You're just copy and pasting like a Google news alert.
Sponsored links at the bottom of an ESPN homepage.
There's a lot of news of the day, and I'm trying to parse through and figure out.
It's not news of the day. One of them is just that a country star hung out with his dad.
This is like really bad targeted shit, like clickbait towards you.
I'm trying to say there's so much news.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to distill it down to what I think everyone needs to know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy Fallon makes a summer salad and his amazing
nothing.
Daughters.
That's nothing then. He made a salad.
Summer salad.
Who cares?
He said, well, this is the best thing I've ever tasted.
That's his fine. Amazing daughter said, this is the best thing I ever tasted.
It's a recap of a TikTok or something.
Wait.
It's what? There's
what, you want a deeper dive?
No.
Yeah, I do. I will tell me that headline because it didn't make a lot of
Jimmy
sense.
Fallon makes a summer salad
with his
amazing daughters. Best thing I've ever tasted.
I see. Okay.
The late night talk
so
show.
This is just, it's a little too effusive because the summer salad is the best thing he ever had, and his daughters are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, choose one.
Well, he's
you
enjoying
a great salad with your fine daughters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was with Winnie Rose and Francis Cole.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You have to just enjoy the meaningless. You have to enjoy the segments.
No, because then he goes deeper into it, and we want to know less.
Then we don't have. We're gonna end up talking about like our cock sizes at some point in the uncouth segment.
How big are you guys' cocks? Have you measured?
I guess let's talk about Jimmy Fallon's strawberries then.
He made a recipe from French chef Jacques Pepin. 6.5.
My dick.
Yeah.
Do they have?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Do they have a list of the ingredients? I'm curious if we could bring it full circle with the watermelon and the cantaloupe.
Yeah. I don't want to get too deep into it, but
when you think of a summer salad, is that strictly fruit or you think it's like one of those salads that has blueberries in it?
I'm going to guess Mir's 5.
I don't know what it is about you that grates me.
Like 5 hard.
Yeah.
And then
5 hard.
5 inches hard.
7 soft.
7 soft. That's what I'm saying because it condenses.
Yeah. He's not a shower or a grower. He's I guess shrivel.
Yeah, shriveler.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wonder if there's blackberries in it. My cock.
grate some lemon. He doesn't even use a measuring cup.
Then how is it a recipe?
Well, you know, it's sort of like the French way of cooking. You don't have a recipe.
These sort of handfuls of, sorry. For actually,
there's sort of handfuls of stuff where you like.
There was what? A zest of a lemon? Grated a lemon?
He did end up zesting a lemon, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Don't look too.
Was there any other.
What was the zestimate on that lemon, too? Because prices are going up, right?
What was the roughage in that salad? Was it cabbage, kale, butter leaf?
What's the base? Or is it strictly fruit?
We've exhausted my knowledge of this article and the article itself. That was all it said.
And you are.
I mean, if you want to talk about Luke Bryan's birthday, we can get into that.
I don't know
who
Luke Bryan is.
Let's see where it happened. He's a country star. He's 46.
That's your age.
No.
And he was goofily dancing around the house. That's funny.
It's fine.
What's that?
It's fine. It's not funny.
So they just report on people's Instagrams and Twitters and TikToks. That's basically it, right?
Yeah. They look at viral posts.
Right. They look at a viral.
This is ABC News.
Got it. Yeah. We're all going to hell, I guess.
Yeah.
Faster and faster.
In a handbasket.
Yeah. That's really good. We're going to hell in a bucket.
Yeah. That's really good.
All right. Well, we should take a break because I do want to get to this segment that might take a little bit longer and put you guys on even more the edge of your seats.
Okay.
I can't talk it up enough. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one. What song is this?
I don't know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to the Gash Cab.
Oh, God. Let's hear him out.
Welcome to the Gash Cab. This is...
This fucking title card alone is illegal.
You're canceled. The three of us are canceled for being in this fucking thumbnail.
Here's how things are going to go. I'm going to ask you general knowledge questions about gashes. They start off easy and get harder as you go. And as long as you answer them correctly, you will win this picture that I drew of a gash.
Oh my God. Did you make that logo or...
I made that. Well, it's I took the original one and I just like photoshopped it.
Wow, it's pretty good.
And
so you turned the C into a G.
Yeah. Yes.
How is that? But do you see how it's not just like a straight line? It's got like a little serif to it.
Right.
Where did you take that?
That's actually why it's actually not good, because it's a sans serif.
Yeah,
font,
it doesn't match the font.
No.
Yes, I will. So they will start off easier and then get harder as you go. As long as you answer them correctly, you will win this picture. But three strikes and you're out, and I'll kick you out of the studio.
Okay. Right now. Great.
You can also use 1 15-second on the show. On the real show, it's shout out, but this is going to be eat out. So you can call somebody, and if the call exceeds 15 seconds, that's a strike. But it's basically you can phone a friend.
Who on earth would I want to call?
Would I?
We're playing Gash Cab.
So this is
you'll never believe it. I'm on Gash Cab.
Honey.
Okay, but that, no more questions about it because we only have 10 seconds.
Strike.
This president was the first to use. All right. Do you think these are questions about vaginas or just general?
Gashes, yeah, please.
Yeah.
We don't use that word in this game.
Why are you displaying the fucking...
Because on the game, on the real show, it's like showing how much money they made, but yeah, there's no cash involved. It's this just thing, cash
that
involved.
Is crude in two ways.
Yeah.
It's just lewd. Leaned against the wall, piece of printer paper with a ballpoint pen. It's so low
it's
effort.
It's crudité in two ways.
All right, here we go. Starting off with some multiple choice questions. The word gash technically refers to A, the entirety of the vaginal anatomy, B, the exterior of the vaginal anatomy, C, the canal that connects the uterus to the labia minora, or D, the tube that urine flows out of freely, I might add.
I got it narrowed down to the first two.
It's the first two is the whole entire thing.
Yeah.
And the second one is just the outside.
Yeah.
I would think it has to, you know, it's, you would think it's the whole thing because it's more about the inside, I think.
The gash?
Yeah. But I'll just go ahead and say outside because the inside includes the, like, the, you know, too much. anatomy for it to be encompassed in such a crude word. So I'll say the outside.
Let's hear if he was right.
The correct answer is the canal that connects the uterus to the labia minora.
The canal.
That's the vagina is the canal.
But the gash,
the vulva is the entire exterior. Here we go. How should the gash?
I'm annoyed that I'm a little ashamed that I got it wrong.
That's why this is twofold funny, because some of these are kind of hard. How should the gash be cleaned? I should also say that there's supposed to be a timer on these. So here we
go. This, so what I was saying, this is a low brow, low concept, and you did,
I think this is kind of a low effort
for, you know, kind of like for going after it. So
I could have done more, but this is, I would say this is kind of high concept. Yeah, here you go.
This is high concept.
Low brow.
Low brow.
How should the gash be cleaned? A, you should use soap and water that
Don't worry, I'm not looking at the answer.
You should use soap and water inside your gash. B, you should use douches regularly. Do you guys know regularly? He was like a stand-up in the 80s.
Stan Lee's normal cousin.
C, the vagina is self-cleaning and does not require you to clean it.
Self-cleaning.
D, you should rinse it once a day.
Your last one felt too casual. I'll go douche regularly.
I agree with Amir, but I'm just going to guess rinse so I can leave.
It is self-cleaning.
What's funny about
that? That one's kind of... Whatever. You both have two strikes.
Is it really self-cleaning?
Yeah.
What are you talking
actually, if you
about?
Douche too regularly, I think you can actually injure yourself.
Or injure?
Not injure, but it can like upset the bacterial, the pH balance and stuff. Fine. Also, don't take anything. Take everything we're saying with a grain of salt. None of
it
us.
It just
have
has the energy of a like, oh, you don't need to wear deodorant or you don't need to wash your hair to me.
You don't need to do those things.
Yeah, I think you do. But go on.
I think you do.
You especially do, actually.
All right. How long is the average menstrual cycle with specific regards to gashes? Sorry. A, 5 days. B, 14 days. C, 21 days. Or D, 28 days.
It's 28.
I just realized that your brother is a gynecologist.
Yeah.
We should be calling it.
No, that I could be like your.
Can you call Dr. Blumenthal?
Can you eat out Dr. What is his name?
I already know the answer. Yeah, the answer is D. It's 28.
Correct. All right. This is bringing us to our first challenge. On the normal show, it's the red light challenge, but this one's going to be the red briefs challenge.
Mm.
God, you're embarrassed.
I'm having a great time. All right, in 30 seconds, you have to name 9 synonyms for gash.
No.
Here we go. 30 seconds on the board, and we are starting now.
Vagina.
Correct.
Pussy.
Got it.
No.
Slit.
Ew. Got it. Yes.
Coochie.
Yes.
God. Twat.
Yes. 3 more.
Do you have any that I'm missing?
I have one.
Say it.
Box.
Got it. That's two good. More. Two more. Two more.
Casey.
Keep me out of this.
Okay. That's
2
8.
More.
I wish I didn't say mine.
You didn't win a pair of red briefs. I forgot that was the prize.
I guess that's fine. Did we miss any famous ones?
You missed, and this is Snatch.
Yeah.
That one. Gumbo Pot.
No, no.
Muff. Beaver. Coos. And Muff.
You
did
said
I say Muff
twice.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would have accepted it twice.
I would have taken it twice.
Once with 3 Fs.
Back to our regular scheduled programming here.
I thought for a second the segment was over, but it's just back to the
To the original gash cab.
You both have 2 strikes. I really want you to make it to the end so you can win this picture of a gash.
No interest.
True or false? The average menstrual cycle of a gash is 21 days.
False.
We just dumbass did that one, obviously.
I forgot to take that one out.
Yeah, but you didn't have to read it.
True or false? On average, the average gash loses 6 to 8 tablespoons of liquid volume during a period. The keep in mind is pretty specific.
Yeah.
True.
Correct. Last one, true or false. PMS stands for premenstrual syndrome.
I believe that's true.
Jake?
I think it's true also.
Correct! All right. You guys have won this drawing of a gash. But before we go, you can either take this or you can double or nothing get 2 photos that I drew of a, what did you say, slit?
I didn't say that.
You did.
Again, you can go home with this or you can double down with our video bonus round where I'm going to play a very short clip and you just answer one question about it.
Did you draw it from memory or did you look at a vagina when you did that?
From memory.
That's awesome.
From mammary.
Nice. That's a homentation, actually.
Yeah. These are boobs.
I want to see the video
segment. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. They're doubling down.
Just because this doesn't matter.
Jesus Christ. Oh, Jeff. My God. What Jeff. Word best what describes fuck? This yeah, body part doing? Shown on camera? Oh, my God. What body part? What word best you describes this body part?
Did you do this just because? Did you do this segment because there was no women on this show?
No, I would have done it if Marika showed up or anyone.
Would have. Oh Jesus Christ! There's people. There's somebody at
Marissa's
the door.
Watching. Marissa's walking out. Obviously,
she quit.
What word best describes this body part studio. Shown on camera?
I actually didn't see it. Can you see? Show it again.
Well, now I don't want to.
You shouldn't have wanted to before.
I didn't. I just had to push the envelope. It's the gash cab.
No. The thumbnail was over what you want us to see.
This is such a simple question. What word best describes this body part?
You want us to say gash?
Correct. You guys are going home
with both pictures.
With both pictures of gash.
Yeah.
One each.
One each.
And one each. What is it at? 1,000?
More. 1,500 actually.
Not bad. Where do we go from there?
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The fruit salad recipe was more offensive, I think.
Jacques Pepin.
Yeah. Exactly right.
I thought that was going to take 20 minutes.
And how long?
Like 13.
So we're a little short.
We're 15 minutes short of the day.
Yeah.
Without
and you are
anything,
out of segments. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else. This becomes a wax episode.
Yeah. Why don't we just wax?
Yeah. Because I feel like we did that a little bit at the top.
I feel like that broke the ice.
Well, here's something about the show I wanted to bring up. People have been complaining that the levels of the audio are off ever since Ferris left. Have you heard that complaint, and would you agree with it?
I've read that complaint. I haven't heard an episode since. I don't listen to the show after it gets put out.
Got it. Do you think there's a lack of quality control there because you don't listen to the show? And then what happens is it kind of slips a little bit when Ferris leaves.
Well, it's hard because I trust Grayson with my life.
Right. But did you tell him that note that people had? Because I guess some of the the intro and outro audio are a little louder than the rest of the episode.
Really?
Maybe Ferris normalized the audio and Grayson hasn't been doing that.
This feels like something that should be discussed over Slack.
Well, it could be a interesting peer behind the curtain to see what, if
slash
anything.
Peer review.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Grayson's going to be editing this, so I guess it'll hurt his feelings, and then he'll get past it.
It's not a hurt your feelings or not thing. It's just is there something that Ferris did that we're not doing anymore?
I don't know. I don't know what he did. I used to send, I used to assemble the track. So I would cut out anything I wanted to cut out, mm-hmm. time it, sync it, etc. Then I would send him all the tracks and he would just work it.
Don't ask a follow-up question. I'm quite bored.
The Ferris cut this out. Do you ever actually cut those out? Or is those jokes that are to be left in?
If I say, historically back then, if I said Ferris cut this out, I didn't want him to cut it out. And then there would be things that I would just flag of like, that can't be in the episode. And I would just edit that out.
I see.
Yeah.
Anything from this episode, do you think? It's not.
Well, I'm going to blur that.
Yeah. Right. Probably more than a blur.
Black bar, probably. Yeah. Black bar sitting on top of a gash.
No, over the entire thing.
Really?
Yeah.
So no legs.
The entire blacked out, yeah.
The whole show has no legs.
Of course.
Sexual bucket list, 2021 to 2022. Sorry, 2022 to 2023.
Okay.
So this year, next.
Casey, do you ever think about sex in terms of like a sports season?
No, I've never have.
Really?
I also have never.
A sports really? Season.
Yeah. I think that's quite unhealthy, Jeff.
Because I like to be like, oh, like, how do you win the chip?
Right. Mm-hmm. You keep stats and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But what's the off season?
The off season is like...
Jeff's been in the off season since high school.
Jeff's on strike. The league folded.
It's a fucking lockout.
He's been relegated.
Yeah. And this all takes place over the dating app, the league.
It's just a...
No, the off season is like those probably 6 weeks a year where you don't get any by accident.
Slash purpose.
And you can make trades.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's an example of a trade you can make in your sexual season or off season?
You know, swinging for the fences. What about you?
Sexual goals for the year?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're private. They're private.
Why do people think this? Why? Wait, what's happening?
I'm here put on sunglasses like he's about to reveal something he's trying to do with that 5-inch cock. Let's talk about it, man. High five. For my guy.
For what?
For what you're about to share. You popped on sunglasses.
I'm just.
You've got fucking penis plans.
I'm
and we're down to hear them.
I'm just trying to be sort of like in a cool zone right now.
Yeah.
Like a poker player, like puts on sunglasses so you can't read his expression.
What are your sexual goals?
Goals for 22, 23?
Yeah, the season.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Shibari.
What's that?
Like rope bondage.
Army Hammer style.
Shibari?
Yeah.
I've never heard that word. How do you spell it?
S-H-I-B-A-R-I.
Is it like Japanese?
I think in nature, yeah. But etymologically?
But not in nurture.
I don't want to know. You're freaking out over the
actually,
etymology.
Actually, the sushi
all.
Thing is kind of interesting.
Eating sushi off someone's ass?
I was saying I've always wanted to do that. Yeah. Yeah. You see that at like if there's like a sex party in like a movie or TV show, there's like a naked person and there's sushi on them.
Correct. Omakase. Yeah. I really trust them. Listen,
what's hotter than having raw fish
off someone's leg?
Yeah. I'll eat the fish off your body.
Oh yeah.
I had an egg cake tamago sushi off of someone's cake.
I had a pot sticker off someone's taint. How's that? Actually, pot sticker, and I'm a hot licker.
That's
I
really
had a
good.
Dash Thank of you. Soy off someone's gas. Hi, I'm Roy.
Do you guys have teriyaki chicken?
Shut up! Shut up, man!
Whoa.
Whoa.
112 episodes. I've been so patient with him.
Not really.
Everything you've done has been chipping away at the ice. It's already fucking done, the ice sculpture.
Dude, okay.
He finally, like, was on board with the whole gash of it all.
I was joking around with it.
He was having a...
I brought up the sushi thing, and then I sort of yes-anded it to the point where I thought we were having fun.
Yeah. No, I was having fun. I just... sometimes it gets to be too much.
What's going on?
No, nothing. I just like, yeah. I'm in the off season.
What off season?
Sex.
Oh, you're in your 6 week.
What I was going to say is in Arizona, things got kind of wild. People got drunk. Our company retreat.
Yeah.
I wonder if, like, who at HeadGum do you think would have lobbed up to be the sushi platter?
We obviously can't answer that.
Okay. Because I think it would have been Peter.
MacArthur?
Who?
Oh, there's no way.
Yeah.
I could see it. If someone's going to do it, Peter. Yeah. He's a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sort of has a platter abs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In that body sushi thing, is it over rice or is it usually just the sashimi
it's over
style?
Ice.
I think it's overrated.
Over. It's a poke bowl, actually.
It's spam masubi.
Why sushi? Just because it's like...
Single piece, yeah, I bet. Yeah.
I do think sushi...
Because they're worried about hygiene.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's the thing. When you eat sushi, your stomach acid cooks the fish while you digest it.
Okay.
And so that sounds rancid to me, not sexual. But I do think sushi is clean. There's no, well, other than soy, there's no sauce, but soy, I mean, how much of a sauce is that?
That's the most. How much of a sauce is soy? The most sauce on a scale.
I would say hoisin is like the sauciest it gets. Either hoisin or barbecue.
Barbecue, I think. There's nothing saucier than barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce has so many calories in it.
I also think it tastes foul.
Foul?
Yeah. Hmm. And I wouldn't put it on a foul. No, I wouldn't put it on a foul.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could probably do like a pheasant, like a roast.
Yeah.
Yeah. You probably
forget
could do
sex a for a second. What about like a fucking hare?
A rabbit to eat with hoisin?
That would be good. What about, I do really want to do, first of all, let's start with an LA show of this show.
Yeah.
But I do want to do a full tour.
with the fucking vagina image movie that you played for us.
I don't know
during the low point of this show's history where we're just talking about sauces. That's what makes you come up with the idea.
Did I ever show you guys this?
No.
A listener made this and I really want to do, I would have them, I have one note, I want to do the Joyzen tour, which is joy, hoisin, and poison.
Oh, interesting.
But somebody made this.
Where did they get this high-res headshot of you?
That's not even a headshot. That was a photo that somebody took of me when I slept on the beach.
And you were wearing a pink cowboy hat?
Yeah. It was Halloween.
And a pink sweatshirt?
Red, actually.
So they just took that from your Instagram?
Yeah, they took that from Instagram.
Wow.
It's funny. It's kind of Harry Styles-esque. I think we could do... I say we do LA, SF, Portland, Seattle.
Yeah.
Or the opposite order.
Okay.
Or just fucking...
A West Coast run.
Or just Portland, SF, LA.
Yeah. This episode's not going well, so it's weird that you have the confidence. You shouldn't now feel... This isn't like coming off a high. Yeah. It's like we're struggling to get to the finish line.
You have the confidence to hit the road. Yeah. after making your bosses play a vagina-based game show.
The ones for me are the ones who never yawn.
A pornographic video in the studio for all to see.
I wouldn't do that at the show.
You might.
Really?
Yeah. I could see you doing that at the show.
Yeah, because you like to elicit a reaction from the crowd.
I like to solicit a reaction.
We did a live show once.
That one went really well because I put weeks into it. If we did a tour.
You put weeks into that?
I put like 3 days.
That's right.
You put half a week into it.
Yeah.
And there was some technical difficulties.
There were many technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Not during the show, before the show.
No, the Jeopardy thing. There were technical difficulties. You were like, oh shit, I can't get like the answer choices to like...
Oh yeah, didn't we realize on stage that the Price is Right or the...
The Rules of the Family Feud.
The Rules of the Family Feud. We couldn't... You didn't know what was behind... Each thing. So we would make a guess and you'd have to say yes or no, but you didn't know what each one said until you clicked it.
And saw what the answer
was.
Right.
So we would make a guess and you would say yes and then click it and it would be something else or vice versa.
I didn't know this was your guys' coloring of the memory. I thought it went pretty damn well.
Yeah.
We had like eight
people
sold out
on stage and we had five mics. So it was kind
That's
of
That's a
like,
venue issue.
We were ill-equipped.
This
were
wouldn't
ill-prepared.
Happen on the road. On the road, it would be us two and a me.
Anamika.
Anamika.
I call Marika America because Jeff Rubin once called her. Oh, and what about America? I'm like,
Marika.
So.
Yeah.
America.
America.
I like the art.
I think if we did smaller venues, I think we do 150 seat theaters.
Yeah.
We could sell out all three.
I think
make
we
some
could.
Cash.
Yeah, but not enough to cover the run of the tour.
Yeah, that would
because
be 400 tickets.
150 seats, but you have to travel the entire time. We have to stay in hotels. It'd be four people. You're definitely going to have to pay my fee.
Marika's flights, hotels.
And I don't travel in anything less than Delta Comfort Plus, and I won't stay in anything less than a Hoxton or a W. So at the end of the day, we'd probably lose 5K to 10K minus my fee, which is 10K per show.
So the entire tour would cost us close to $50,000. That's before you count food.
And this is for us to sell like 98 seats in a 150-person venue in Seattle.
That's if we sell out, which we probably won't.
That's what I'm saying.
But yeah,
I like the poster. We should actually, whoever made this poster,
yeah, I didn't
could,
do the poster.
I'm saying if you could introduce them, because they could do like other
for
you know,
a
podcast
show.
Art for us. Or
yeah,
yeah
exactly.
For like if any other podcasts go on a live tour.
Yeah. Oh, there's like so many good podcasts that could do a live tour.
Yeah. Right? Can you think of any?
Well, I was just going to say High and Mighty used to tour and we have the same.
Exactly.
Numbers. Yeah. High and Mighty would be
High
good. Gabers, because Gabers is a TV star now.
Yeah. Well, now, but back then.
Newcomers would be dope.
That would
so
be huge,
sick.
Obviously. Yeah.
Just two incredibly funny hosts with a mm-hmm. sick mm-hmm. following. Mm-hmm. Savage. We could probably sell that
yep.
out.
Yep, 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 yep.
Keeping records,
dynamic
pages. Yep, yeah,
yep. Keeping records for sure.
Content, branded tour, sponsored by Voss.
What?
I'm saying there's ways.
Sponsored by what?
Voss.
You think Voss would sponsor the Gash
the
tour?
The Joyzen tour. Actually, we could do Kikkoman.
Huh?
Kikkoman.
What is that?
The soy sauce company. They make a hoisin.
They do. I'm engaging with you. I was like, oh, really?
I'm genuinely concerned that you and Jill aren't cooking with Kikkoman.
Don't look at me when you talk to him.
I use hoisin every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I use soy. And yeah.
Well, at least let's do the LA
acid.
Show. Can we at least do the LA show? That's free, lodging-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, not if you want me on it, because then I'd have to stay in a five-star hotel. I'd have
yeah,
to
but
fly
that's a tax
well.
Write-off
yeah.
for the company.
Plus
the company.
Fee.
The fee, yeah. But no, I'm down to do it. I think we should do all of these shows. I don't know if you need to host or if we can just do like a Joyzen tour, but you're the host and we have like Gabris or anybody else from the network because that would be
it
like,
wouldn't have to be Jeff. Jeff would be on the poster, right. But that's it. Yeah.
So if I'm on the poster, people think that I'm going to be there when I show up. Not that everybody's that excited for that, but I'm just saying why put me on the poster?
But then you're not at the
it
show.
It actually would be
cares.
A really funny bit, I think, to do this tour and not bring you and to have all of the audience in on the joke to make it so like go so well and be so much fun without you.
That's good.
That it's like it's kind of
it's almost like a go fund me, but it's like a go
fuck
yourself.
You. Yeah, right. Right. It's a go fuck you.
That's awesome.
That feels like a different tour. That's the go fuck you tour.
Yeah, yeah. Sponsored by GoFundMe.
sponsored
by GoFundMe and Voss.
Moroccan Lounge.
What about it?
150 seats.
Where?
Downtown.
Never heard of it.
You never been to the Moroccan?
No.
Yeah. Or we could do Dynasty. This feels like an email.
Yeah. This one's an email for sure.
And you have emailed about it before.
We have, yeah. And then I sort of didn't follow up because there was a lot going on.
We're in the midst of talking about another HeadGum Live event.
Where?
In October. We're looking.
I'll block it. I'll bleep this out, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to. I mean, we're trying to do it in October or November, and we haven't chosen a city yet.
What's the short list?
Portland, Seattle, Chicago, New York.
Don't do Chicago. We just did Chicago.
We did Chicago in 2018. So it was 4 years ago.
Nothing goes my way.
Yeah.
You don't like Chicago?
Chicago's fine.
I think Chicago's great in
Chicago's
fall.
Great in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you want, I mean, Portland, Seattle are both on the list. That would be really fun.
Why don't we
New
just
York
do it
is
here?
The one we just did.
LA.
Well, because here's not fucking exciting for anybody.
That's true. New York is way more exciting. Let's just
LA
do New York
also,
again.
Nobody buys tickets in LA. Because
that's, yeah, there's too much going on. It's hard to get around.
People are spoiled here. You got to go to Denver.
That's where you gotta go. Toronto. Why are you laughing at Denver?
A lot of people in Toronto.
Bay Area. We've never done anything in San
Canada
Francisco.
Canada is a pretty good one. Vancouver, Toronto.
Yeah,
a lot
just
of
logistically, Toronto. That's tough because you're dealing with like
international.
Your DUI. Yeah. You don't exactly get into Canada.
Yeah.
And then how do you get yay across
What's that?
The border? What's that?
Well, how do you get
I
what?
Have a guy up north that
in
can get
London,
us yip.
Ontario.
Yes. I can get yip in Canada. That won't be the issue.
Yeah. No, I think we should do the Bay Area.
You don't like the Bay Area.
It's
the one part of America you dislike.
You know,
and you want us to go there.
I hate Boston.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But you used to not Boston. Like San Francisco.
Well, I hated the Warriors enough to hate the city. But now I've read enough books about, you know, the Merry Pranksters, you know, the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane.
San Francisco is a great city, but I don't think that's a great show.
I think San Francisco is a great scene.
Yeah.
It's but a great
place
a great
to be,
city.
But not a great place to perform. Okay.
Really?
Boston, bad city, but
good, to
good
perform,
place
because everybody's boisterous.
Yeah. Boisterous.
Everybody rowdy. In San Francisco is a little too cool for school.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They're too rich. They're going to Marin County on the weekend. They're not coming to the show.
Well, that's what I was saying. We could do it at Sweetwater.
Where's that?
Mill Valley.
What is that?
It's Bob Weir's music venue.
Who is that?
He's in the Grateful Dead.
Don't look at me. You're talking to him. I have nothing to do with this
conversation. Because he's engaging with me. I feel like if I engage with Jake verbally and look at you optically, we'll come up to some kind of arrangement.
Plugs!
What do you have going on? You guys have a show next week.
Yeah, Montreal. Come to our live
Last
show in Montreal.
Plug it.
That's right.
Tickets at jakeandamir.com, July 27th.
Yeah.
At
the Les Maisons Theater,
folks. So come through.
Very fun.
We're also hosting one of
the new creators,
showcase.
The new faces.
Yeah. I don't know if you're allowed to go to that, but if you're a badge holder or a festival goer or something, you are, and you should come because that'll be it'll be probably weird. So you should come. It's
you think
Gerkey
might
show.
Be there?
Huh?
You think Olivia Gerkey from Three Arts might be there?
Yeah. Oh, I saw Olivia actually. She
How
was
is
at she's good. She's she was at Jill's premiere for Fire Island.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's it. That's our plugs. No more questions about vaginas. No more pontificating about sauces. It's just over, I think.
Sweet. So,
and actually, it's not Dawes. This episode wasn't Dawes, folks.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.